This is a very interesting resume, Miss Glover, but, you know, Angela's new housekeeper must be the very best. I'm afraid this just doesn't make the grade.
But I worked 17 years for the royal family.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll need at least two references. Oh. But thank you very much for coming by. Here's your coat. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. Tell Princess Di I think she's a little too thin. What'd you think?
Me too.
I like number 12 the best.
Oh, number 12? Let's see here. Oh, yeah, yeah, that 20-year-old exchange student from Sweden.
Yeah, Inga.
Hi.
Hey.
Is that another applicant? She seemed nice. How'd she do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Now you're telling me. My teaching internship starts tomorrow. I can't leave you for a whole 2 weeks without a housekeeper.
You're not. I found someone, and she's perfect. She knows the neighborhood, she loves kids, she's very diligent, and she lives nearby.
Great, great. Who is she?
You're looking at her.
You? Oh, my God, you're serious.
You're only going to be working for 2 weeks. I've got some vacation time coming.
Angela, housekeeping is not a vacation. I mean, sure, it looks glamorous, but it's not all mopping floors and scrubbing toilets. Some of it's pretty dreary.
Well, not if you've never done it before. Who knows? I may like it.
I don't think so.
Let's find out.
Angela, you work very hard all year. You only take off a couple of weeks. Why would you want to do this?
Well, in the future, I may want to take a little bit more time off. And who knows, with you venturing out into the workforce, you may need me to help around here.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Let me clean my own house, please.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
Omelette a la Angela. Sorry.
Sweetheart, why don't you eat yours first? No convulsions.
I guess it's okay.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Angela, look, you know, I wanted to jot down some household hints. You know, do's and don'ts, things to remember, but I didn't have the time.
Good.
Yeah, so I dictated them onto these tapes. But it was a lot to cover.
Millions of years ago, when the earth was first created, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And then he said, boy, what a mess. I'm not cleaning this up. I'm God. So man was created. And
well, I hope I was thorough enough.
Tony, you started at the dawn of time. Why don't you sit down? I've made you a perfectly fabulous breakfast.
Okay, fine. Sure. Safe to eat?
No convulsions.
Okay.
You go.
Oh, Angela. Wow, it's beautiful. It's absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Although, you know, if you want to get rid of these brown spots, you know, you cook it for a little longer time on a lower flame.
Good tip.
Tape 3, side A.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, what are you doing here so early?
I wanted to stop by and wish you luck on your first day of teaching.
Oh.
And here, Dad.
Oh, Sam, that is so sweet. Whoa. Oh, a tie. A paisley tie. That's my paisley tie.
I borrowed it to wear to a fraternity dressed like a geek party. I came in second.
See you later, guys.
Oh, honey, don't forget your lunch. And after school, I'll have milk and cookies for you.
I'll rush right home.
Families where the woman stays home and cooks and the man goes off to work, but to actually see it in my own home. How retro.
Tony, when you come home, can you teach me how to ride my bike?
Oh, honey, you don't have to wait. I'll teach you. I'll be home all day.
Oh, boy!
Oh, did you hear that? He said, oh, boy! That's what this is all about.
Oh, this is a day to remember, Angela, huh? Both of us are off to conquer new worlds. Well, I'm off. How do I look?
Weak headgear, huh? Now that would have won you first place.
I'm just trying to make a good impression on the faculty, that's all.
Don't you worry. They're going to love you.
Okay.
Just remember, people like to work with their friends, so become their friend.
Good advice, Angela. Look out, real world. Here I come.
Right.
Oh, Angela, by the way, you know, when you clean these windows, pour a little vinegar in the water. It's on tape 6, vinegar. It's not just for salads anymore.
Sweetheart, you're heavy. Could you let go?
Tony always gives me leg rides.
Yeah, but does he let you do super fun things like sort socks?
No, and he doesn't try to fool me either.
Do it anyway. Just as soon as I get rid of this jelly stain that somebody left me, we'll go outside and practice riding your bike.
Mom, this soda has caffeine.
So?
Well, it's not the kind Tony buys. He buys caffeine-free.
Sorry, I'll get you some tomorrow.
No problem. I'll just be up in my room bouncing off the walls.
Wear a helmet, dear.
That's not how Tony does it.
Well, Billy, it would be a very boring world if everybody did it the same way.
But when Tony does it, the stain gets smaller.
Hello, loved ones. Oh, what a wonderful afternoon at the spa. That's not how Tony does it.
The world would be very boring if everybody did it the same way.
Always been my motto, kid. By the way, Angela, did you finish all my ironing?
Yes, wicked stepmother.
Good. Thank you. Here's the list for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Change the oil in your car.
Tony does it for me.
Tony does it for me.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Is it that late already?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the day I had, Angela. First, I get to the school and no one's ever even heard of me. Then I find the classroom and then... Angela, that's not how I do it.
I tried to tell her.
So, Angela, how was your day?
Well, actually, you know, it went pretty well. I guess some things were tougher than others, but it was...
Oh, tough. You want to hear tough, Angela? I'll tell you tough. Elementary school. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Oh, chicken.
Uh-huh. Oh, and that faculty lounge. It's a shark tank. Get this. One of the other TAs, he offers me a prune Danish. So, of course, I ate it. He knew... That was the principal's Danish. So when the principal shows up for it, there I am, reeking of prune. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for sweet little Lois, I just wouldn't have had a friend there at all. I mean, but things worked out.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to me?
Sure am. Shark Tank, prune Danish. Who's Lois?
Oh, she's the teacher I'm assisting. I have so much to learn from her.
Grizzled old veteran, huh?
Oh, not really. I think it's only been about 2 years since she was Miss Delaware. Angela.
Yes, what?
Nothing. It's just that isn't the knife I would use, you know.
Oh?
Angela, what is wrong with this blouse?
Nothing. It's beautifully clean, it's beautifully ironed, and it's sparkling white.
Which would be fine if this weren't my red blouse.
A little too much bleach.
That'd be my guess.
Well, Billy was hanging on my leg, and
hey,
I guess...
What do we eat?
Just a minute. The chicken is cooking, the salad is being made, the rice... Oh, I forgot to make the rice.
Oh, great.
Just a minute. It won't take long.
Okay, Angela, why don't you finish the salad, and I'll make the rice.
It's okay, I got it.
No, please, I'd like to do it.
Tony, really, I can handle
it. I know you can handle it, but there's a little trick with a bouillon cube I never told you about.
Yes, you did. It's on tape 7, side B, right after the history of wheat.
Okay, you do it.
Thank you.
Although, you know, that's not the pot I would use.
I don't cook like you. I don't clean like you. I don't do anything like you. But you know what? I don't care. Because from now on, we're going to do things my way. You got it? Good. And if you don't like it, you can all get out of my kitchen. Any questions?
You bought the soda with the caffeine, didn't you?
With us, we're going for Egg McMuffins.
They don't yell at you there.
Come on now. I know Angela's been a little tense, but she's in there making you a simply delicious breakfast.
What are you waiting for? An engraved invitation?
You see, she asked nicely. Come on.
Okay. We got a busy schedule here. Jonathan, I'm going to drop you off at school 10 minutes early so I can get to Billy's craft show by 9. Then I got to rush back here for the TV repairman who's supposed to be here sometime between 10 and next Friday. And Billy, since I've got carpool, I want you out front of the school at exactly 1:15 because you have a haircut at 1:45. Then we've got to get back here no later than 3:05 because that's when I penciled in to go to the bathroom. I skipped that yesterday.
Morning.
Omelette a la Angela again?
Is there a problem?
Well, I sort of wanted scrambled eggs.
You want scrambled? You got scrambled.
Thank you.
Personally, I love eating omelets. Well, I could eat them every day. I know, because I do. Look, here's the plan. We'll mutiny. I'll drop my napkin on the floor. When Angela bends down to pick it up, you whack her with the ladle. Then we'll stuff her in a hefty bag and lock her in the trunk of the car.
Okay.
Nada. Not so fast, Mr. Christian. Look, guys, come on. For better or for worse, this is what Angela wants, and I think we should be supportive. Give her one more chance for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, come on.
Let's move it.
Whoops! The ladle!
What is going on
nothing,
here?
Nothing at all. Well, I gotta get the rest of my stuff. Lois is picking me up. We're really buried at work.
Hi. Hey. I love taking out the garbage. I really do.
She's ready to snap, isn't she?
Like a cheap brassiere.
The first one who says this is not how Tony does it gets a breakfast sausage up her nose.
Nice seeing you, Angela.
Can you teach me how to ride my bike again, Angela?
All right, but just for 5 minutes before you have to go to school. Easy. Okay, I'll take you around here. Remember what I told you. Imagine that you're on a tightrope. Just keep looking straight ahead. Don't look down.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, looking good on that bike there, buddy. Oh, there's my ride. Bye, guys. Morning, Lois.
Sweetheart, keep doing that. That's really good.
Billy! I guess I fell off the tightrope.
Tony, you're sure this is no trouble?
For sure, Mr. Campbell. Are you kidding me? Hey, I don't think of you as just the principal of the school. I think of you as a friend. And as Angela and I say, our house is always open to our friends. Come on, then. Or we could go for Mexican.
I knew it. This is a problem.
No. Please. Come on in. Come on in here. Hey, Angela!
You bellowed.
Angela, this is Mr. Campbell, the principal of the school.
Hello.
The one I said I was bringing home for dinner.
Dinner?
I left you 3 messages. Didn't you check the answering machine?
Tony, if it isn't dirty, sticky, or hungry, I haven't touched it.
Maybe I should go.
Oh, no, please, Mr. Campbell, please come in and make yourself comfortable. Have a seat here. There you go. The house doesn't usually look like this.
Well, it was perfectly clean 10 minutes ago.
Well, what happened?
They did. Fire, pestilence, and death.
Okay, look, you straighten up. I'll go make the fish.
I didn't get any fish. I didn't go to the market.
What do you mean you didn't go to the market? I mean, what were you doing all day?
Let's start with a car full of screaming kids with stops at the cleaner, the bakery, the shoemaker, and the car wash.
Oh, you had time to go to the car wash?
When a child pukes in your car, you make time. I'll warm up some chicken.
Oh, you're not going to give my boss that chicken.
Last night you said you liked it.
Well, I lied.
So, I suppose you've been lying about everything.
No, not everything. I honestly think the house is a mess.
Fine. That's the thanks I get after giving you the 3 best days of my life. Well, if you want a chicken, have Lois make you a chicken because I quit.
So you got the hots for Lois, too.
All day long I cook and clean and wash, and it's never good enough.
I know, dear, I know. That's why I never do those things.
Bruce?
You lure him in, I'll whack him with a ladle. You know, when your father and I wanted to make up after a fight, we'd build a fire, we'd get a good bottle of wine, and then we'd... have a nice chat.
I guess I said some pretty harsh things down there.
You did. You insulted me and my chicken.
Well, I apologize to the both of you. Now, listen, I guess I was feeling a lot of pressure, you know, with the new job, and it finally all came out.
You've been feeling pressure, too?
Oh, yeah. But, hey, that's no excuse. I mean, you have every right to be mad at me.
That's right. But I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me.
What do you mean?
Tony, how many times have I surprised you with a dinner guest? The house is always immaculate. You whip up a wonderful meal. You make the guest feel comfortable, and you never break a sweat.
Oh, gee, Angela, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, you know. Mm-hmm. I was born to be a housekeeper.
I guess I've been stressed out because I've been trying to be as good as you.
Oh, wow, that is stressful.
I just wanted this to work out for everybody. I wanted it to work out for you and me, all of us. And I just don't feel like I accomplished anything this week. I feel like a failure.
That is not true. Hang on one second. Oh, just a second there, Billy boy. We'll be right down. Hey, be careful. Don't ride too close to that garden. Angela, you are not a failure, Angela.
Wait a minute. Is he riding his bike? Wait.
Kodak moment. Way to go, Hey, you did great.
I pretended I was on a tightrope.
Oh. On a tightrope, just like I told you.
Thanks, Angela.
Oh, let me see you go. Come on, let me see you go. Whoa! And you said you thought you were a failure.
Well, I guess I did one thing right.
And you know, you look pretty good doing it, too.
You think?
Oh. Billy, are you okay?
It's okay. I landed on an omelet.
Can't wait till we run out of that soda with the caffeine.